For June past there, we had a lot of domestic violence incidents in Letterkenny. There was 36 over the month. Buncrana, there was 8. Ballyshannon, there was 15. And in Milford, there was 3. That's what we would be averaging at every month. Countrywide, domestic violence would be a big issue. Between 1996 and 2018, there was 225 women and children killed nationally. 88% of females knew their killer. 56% were murdered by a current partner or ex-partner, and 80% of women were killed by their son. A victim endures a minimum of 34 incidents of domestic violence before they report it, and that's an international research. Has said that 34 incidents of domestic violence before they report it.
Now, it's a very new initiative, Bright Sky. It's a new app. It's the first of its kind in Ireland. It's about giving advice, but also there are tools there to help.
The Bright Sky app is providing information on domestic violence, sexual violence and consent, stalking and harassment. And this was created in partnership with the UK with a UK-based crisis centre charity called Histia, Women's Aid and An Garda Síochána. And Greg, as you said, it's the first of its kind here in Ireland, and it's enabling users to locate their nearest centre by searching their area. So basically when they go into the app, they can put in where they are, their location, their air code, whatever they have handy, and that gives them information and access to a wide range of supports and tools that are local to them. And when they are on the app, there's a short questionnaire which users can access, and this is in relation to the safety of a relationship, and also provide information about different forms of abuse such as sexual violence, stalking and harassment. The app also highlights the types of supports available to them, and if they are considering leaving an abusive relationship, how to go about that. And if they know of a friend who is affected by domestic abuse, they can also maybe it gives them advice on how they can help that friend.
And this is directed to both men and women.
Oh, absolutely.
By the way, just to, because some of the issues we've spoken to in the last couple of weeks, it's to about organisations that deal specifically with women. And I know some people who have been males who have been the victim of domestic violence feel that you know, but this is inclusive of all. It doesn't matter what gender anyone is. What's useful about this as well is if you feel you're being harassed or something, or indeed if there's an instance of domestic violence ongoing and it's safe and possible to do so, you can actually log stuff, which is very helpful, presumably, to pass on to Gardaí if you escalate it to that level. I'm thinking, you know, send nuisance phone calls, like, you know, abusive phone calls or someone following you, or as I say, or it could just be, not just be, it could be domestic violence in the house. It gives you an opportunity to record that as well. It's not stored on your device either, which I think is very interesting, but it goes on to an external database. That could be a game changer, not only for, you know, gathering evidence, but also for in terms of prosecution and proving situations.
Oh, absolutely. It'll prove a very valuable log to us when we are putting together a file. So, well, it's a digital log, and you can use text, audio, video or photograph function within that. And it can all be saved, as you said. It's not on the device, but it's all saved within the app.
Yeah, okay. And you can download that app. It's called Bright Sky. It's free. And you can get it for your Apple or Android devices. So you go to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store. I think it's worth downloading, filling out the short questionnaire. Even, you know, you never know where you might be. Say, if you were on a short trip to Cork, for example, and an incident, you know, how would you find out where nearest services to you there? So I think it's no harm in people having that. Okay. How do people engage with you, Michelle? Because I think oftentimes people don't know how they would go about it. They might say, well, that's great. Garda Michelle Kelly's the domestic violence liaison officer, and I want to speak to, but how do I do it? Where do I contact? How do people sort of make first contact with you?
What they can do is they can ring Letterkenny Garda Station, ask to speak with me. And if I'm not at work or if I happen to be off that day, they can send an email. And what I'll do is I'll call them and I'll arrange to meet them. I'm in plain clothes. I'll arrange to meet them. I can call to their home. I can meet them somewhere for a coffee. I can sit and have a chat with them. And it can be something confidential that they don't have to, that nobody has to know that we've met up.
And it's not necessarily them escalating this either. You're there to have a conversation. So they're not necessarily involving the Gardaí at this point, or they're not committed to do anything as such. It's just to have a chat with you and see where we're at and see what the best options
Absolutely. And I can give them advice on where they need to go and what they can do. And if something has been reported to me, I'll deal with that and show them how, and explain to them what has to be done and how to bring it forward.